All right, Father's Day's coming up. There's a book out about a father and a son in the NFL, and it's called Son of Bum. Anybody want to get it for their dad? I think it'd be a tremendous present. Yeah, I'm not sure what the questions are going to be, but I know, defensively speaking, you got it?
Almost.
Okay.
Play a game on the new year.
You got one. Defensively speaking, this mini camp and the OTAs, I couldn't be more pleased with what the guys' attitude, number one, and also the ability we have. I think we have a lot of talented players that they're working hard to get better, and I think we will. I think we'll show that in the fall when we start playing, start practicing together. But we don't make many mistakes, and they're real aggressive, and they play well as a team. So I'm really pleased where we are right now.
Wayne, I know you've been down this road plenty of times before. OTAs, mini camps, they're in shorts and helmets. But is there tangible stuff that you could take out of this period of the season?
The teaching process has started with us, and especially in the first year. I think, like I say, gauge-wise, I think we're in good shape. I mean, the teams I've been with previously in the first year, I think we're right there with those teams, and most of them, if not all of them, have done real well.
Coach McVay was saying that your teaching process is what sets you apart from other defensive coordinators. Is there one key thing when you're starting with a new group, like that you teach them first before you really get started on everything?
Well, the teaching process, number one, they got to believe what you're saying. I've been in it long enough that some people think I know what I'm saying, and they listen a little better, I think, so that helps. But it's mainly the players, how much they want to, you know, and this group really wants to learn. They want to listen and try to get better, and we feel like we can help them that way coaching.
You pushed a lot of top five defenses in your time. Do you feel like this is one of them, and if so, what makes you?
It's hard to predict, you know, where you're going to be, and especially in the fall and teams you play and so forth. But I have a good feeling about this team. Like I said, again, we're only in shorts, and we haven't done anything live game-wise, which we'll get to. But I feel good where we are right now. And like I say, comparatively speaking to the teams that I've gone to in the first year, I think they're right on that par with those teams, so and a lot of those teams did well.
What is it about this personnel that you feel like just kind of fits with your
scheme? No, it's just good players. We have some good players defensively. I think our secondary is stronger than what people think. I think they'll show that. But our front seven is going to be awfully strong.
Coach, Alec Ogletree beast in tackles last season, but no sacks. Can we expect more sacks with your switch on the defense for him and also Barrett?
Who you talking about, Quinn?
Alec Ogletree.
Ogletree.
Can we expect more sacks from him?
Well, we expect more sacks from the whole team, the whole defense. I mean, we, that's part of what we do is pressure-wise. I think every team I've been with has been in the top five in sacks when I've been there. So, we kind of expect that. We're gonna have a attacking, hard pressuring team that we feel like is gonna get to be able to get the quarterback. Now, a lot depends on the quarterbacks you play. Obviously, some of them don't get sacked much, but the pressure causes so. We've got the talent one-on-one pass rush wise to match up with some people and get a good rush.
Wade, Les Snead has said a couple times that they were going to wait through the OTAs and whatnot with Trumaine Johnson before making a termination, and he keeps using the word fit to see if he's a right fit for you and the defense. What's kind of been your impression of Trumaine, and is he a fit for what you want to do?
Yeah, I mean, Trumaine's done everything we asked him to do so far, so I don't have any problem with what he's done. I think he's a good athlete, and he's working hard to get better, so I don't have any problem with that.
You haven't had Aaron Donald on the field for much of this offseason. I know he's been around. I'm sure you've had communication, but
right.
Do you lose anything by not having him lining up and going through drills and stuff like that?
The elite players like Aaron Donald, You say, well, you'd like to have him practicing all the time, but as long as you have him in the fall, I think that's when you want him.
So. What have been your impressions of him just from being around?
He's an elite player. He's got, besides the skills, he's got a great attitude. He's kind of a quiet guy, but he learns quickly. You know, he knows what to do it, knows what to do and how to do it, and can do it out on the field. So, you know, I can't say enough good things about him.
Connor Barwin had one of his best seasons of his career that first year that you started coaching him in Houston. You have him again here. What is it that you were able to use about his skill set back then that you can then maybe use again?
Well, we played Connor Barwin at outside linebacker in a 3-4. Since that time, he's been playing a 4-3 defensive end. And the difference in that is 4-3 defensive end plays against the tackle every play, every running play and pass play. And when you're playing a 3-4 outside backer, you're only playing against the tackle on passes. So I think it's freed up a lot of players, outside rushers, to be better players and better rushers to me in the 3-4.
Same principle for Robert Quinn?
Yeah, Robert Quinn, same thing. Yeah.
How different is
Barwin
from when you coached him, you know, as a young player, now you got him back as a veteran? Is he the same guy, different?
Connor Barwin's a great leader, number one, but also a tremendous football player. Like I say, I think he fits in even better as an outside backer in the 3-4. He's bigger and stronger than he was, but, you know, he ran 4-5 something at the combine when he came out. So he can run, but he's a big, strong, fast guy now. So I'm looking forward to having him play this year.
Wade, what do you think makes your system user-friendly? It seems like everyone's talking about how quickly they pick it up and how sort of easily adaptable it's made.
Well, what makes it – we think we have a – I guess we – we think we have a good teaching system that gets it done quickly. We try to make it simple. It's not a simple defense. We want to make it simple as we can for the players, but the offenses are so complicated that you can't say, well, it's really simple. But we try to teach it that way. Our teaching philosophy is, hey, this is simple. This is the way we do it. If they do this, we adjust here. If they do that, we adjust there. So I just think it's our teaching process of how we get it taught. It's like a professor or a high school teacher or whatever. You've got to get your information to them, and they got to know it. All right. Thank you.
Very much.
Son of bum. On Twitter, too.